for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, August the 31st, 2018, Deborah Vales is the speaker of the service teaching on Defeating Demonic Intruders.
Sister Deborah Vales, praise God. Faithful woman of God, you come right home. Praise God.
God bless you. God bless every one of you. I thank God for being here tonight, and thank God for His presence and His goodness and His mercy. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Yes.
Can you clap those hands? God for Merle and his absence, Brother Merle and Barbara. We want to remember them in prayer as we've already prayed. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about, just for a little bit tonight, defeating demonic intruders. None of us like to be intruded on, do we? If you knew that there was someone coming to your door, for example, and he was a trespasser or she was a trespasser, you do everything you could to keep them out, right? Yeah. Well, I want to talk about things that come to our mind. The enemy often plays with our mind. But when we learn how to renew our mind by the Word of God, we can keep a lot of things out. We, as born-again believers, are serving God. I'm not here to boost the enemy. I'm here to boost Jesus. He saved me one day when I was a wretch, and we all came from the same place. We were all shapen in iniquity, all of us. But thank God for His loving kindness toward us. Thank God that He sent Jesus to die on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. So because of Jesus, that's why we're here tonight. And I thank God for that. So I want to talk just a little bit about defeating demonic intruders. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've already done. And we ask you tonight that you would illuminate your word to us and enlighten us, Father, on things where the enemy has tried to invade or intrude our lives and abort his plans, his tactics, his schemes, his wiles. Help us to learn and to understand the importance of the armor of God and being outfitted in your word. We thank you for the word of God tonight, and we ask you, Lord, to take us further. We appreciate you, Father, and we thank you for everything that you've already done and that you will do. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. So when you look in the Word of God in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, we see the story of where Adam and Eve, was in the garden. God placed them there. Just to give you a little background, in Genesis chapter 1, I believe, 1 and 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now, we talk about dominion. That's authority. And so before the fall, man had dominion over things that we don't have dominion over, because we don't understand that we could really take authority over things. Even praying over weather patterns, for example. I have been in situations where there were storms coming, rain coming, and I just simply said, Lord, now you hold back those clouds. Don't you know that if we walk in that authority, we have authority? But we don't, brother, always use it. But here, God gave man dominion. That's authority. Before the fall, they were sinless. We understand. They were innocent. But the enemy, who is an intruder, came into the garden, and what his plan was to abort that God had given man. And he did that because he was able to speak through a serpent. If you read Genesis 3, 1 through 6, the Bible says the serpent was more subtle. In other words, it was a smart creature. The snake was very subtle and smart, could talk, could walk upright before the fall. After the fall, he fell. And now we see serpents, they crawl on the ground because they've been cursed. Okay? So Adam and Eve was in the garden, and the enemy just did not like the fact that they were there. And he doesn't like the fact that we're here. He doesn't like the fact that you are born again, you're a believer, and God has given you victory. So what he seeks to do, he seeks to take back that belongs to you, that belongs to me, Patty. But what I have to do is, in the Word of God, understand who I am, whose I am, and the authority that the Lord has given. Now, I'm going to jump a little bit because Luke 10 and 19 says that he's given us authority. Let me just read that real quick. You do know that demonic powers really have authority over us if we open doors. And a lot of times we open the doors. We let them in. That's what happened to Eve because she listened to the wrong voice. Luke 10, 19 says, behold, Jesus is saying this. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, when we understand the authority that we have, we begin to take that and walk in it. That's victory. Okay? So let me go back to Genesis. Where in the garden, I'll just paraphrase this, they were there, and there was a tree there that the Lord had said, you can have everything in this garden, but one tree. That one tree, I don't want you to eat off of it. God just simply gave them a command. How many of you know it pays to obey?
Yeah.
It pays to obey God. It pays to do exactly what he says, because there's a reason for it. Well, the enemy knew, if I can get in there, if I can deceive, I can have my way. So we know that Eve was there, the serpent was there, and he began to talk to her. And he asked her a question. Has God, let me go to it. Verse 1, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now that question poses doubt. That got her to thinking. Then she said, yeah, we can eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. Now, God didn't say that part. He just told them, don't eat it. You eat it, then you'll die. Now, we know that death was spiritual, because when Eve took the fruit, or whatever it was, gave it to Adam, who was there with her. He ate of it. At that point, their eyes were open. They understood that they were not clothed. They became ashamed. Sin came in. They hid. We know the story. So now here we are today. We're still fighting, and our fight is not with flesh and blood. Our fight is with principalities, powers, rulers, wickedness, and darkness of this world, the enemy's kingdom. So that's where the fight is. But how many of you know, again, God's given us total dominion. And we must take back through the Holy Spirit that God has given. Now, the word intrude means to thrust or bring in without invitation, permission, or welcome. And the enemy is an intruder, and so what they seek to do, demonic spirits even seek to do, they come in without being invited. Such as things like anger, hatred, you know, all these little things that we think is nothing, but sin is sin. It doesn't matter what it is. And so it doesn't take much for us to get corrupted, because you could get a bad thought and that could turn into something terrible. So our mind must be renewed by the Spirit of God. The enemy was not satisfied with what was taking place on the earth after the fall. So after his fall, rather, because he was Lucifer before the fall, and after the fall, he became Satan. He sought to abort God's plan concerning man, which was to go forth and multiply. Okay? Before this, God had given them, as we read, dominion over everything. Okay? They lost that dominion when they sinned. The enemy gained interest into Eve by several steps. Number one, first of all, an idea. The plot was to plant a seed of doubt, as we just said in Genesis 3. Then he did not pose a threat because Eve got to thinking that God was cheating her, which in actuality, he didn't. But the thought. Now, how many of us ended up going down the wrong trail because of a thought? See, the enemy don't just come at you with the whole package. He's subtle. He's slick. For example, the thought could come to me, and I'm just using this as an example, Patty. Patty don't like you. She didn't speak to you when you came in. She got something against you. And I looked at her, well, she didn't speak. Wonder why. Well, what did I do? How come she don't like me? Before I know it, if I'm not careful, I got a mountain. And Patty wasn't even looking at me. She was looking beyond me, thinking probably about Brother Merle. But I allow the enemy to think, or make me think, she don't like me. Do you understand? Your thoughts. We got to bring our thoughts into captivity.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
The Bible says that in 2 Corinthians, I think it is, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring it down. Test it. Try it. Where is it really coming from? Where is that thought coming from? Why am I thinking that? You see, when we begin to catch things, okay, and believe me, I have to do it all the time. Even coming here tonight. The enemy trying to play me. They don't want to hear what you're going to say. What you going to say anyway? Do you really know what you're doing? You know what I'm saying? No. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know who does. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And when you depend on him, come on now, when you depend on God, he'll see you through.
Amen.
So you know you cast those things down. Sometimes brothers, this is what I do sometimes I'm preaching. If I don't want to look at people, I'll look over your head. I'll look at the clock back there. Why? Sometimes you can look at people's faces, come on.
Right.
And they can have all kind of looks.
Yeah.
I've learned not to let that bother you. Just do what God tells you to do.
Right.
Just obey God, because you can't go wrong when you obey him.
Right.
So she got the idea, God don't like me. He's leaving me out. We're missing something. So that tree got to looking real good to her. She got offended. They got offended at God. When God had done nothing wrong, God had given them the whole area. Now, how many of you know he gives us what we need? But the enemy will dress up something that you don't need to make it look like you do. Like the grass is not greener on the other side. Because once Lot went over into Sodom, okay, he saw that it wasn't good over there. It was sin. It was all kind of degradation. And he got vexed. Okay. The transmission that the enemy used, of course, was the serpent. Okay. Eve did not recognize where the message was coming from. The serpent was available, reachable, and accessible, and allowed the enemy to speak through it. The serpent was allowed to enter. Okay? The enemy, I should say. So, in essence, what happened, the serpent got Eve's attention. Because of her interest in the tree, the enemy used that against her. Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5. She failed because when she believed that what the enemy was telling her was the truth, she took from the tree and she ate it. Then she gave it to Adam, who was right there, and where he went wrong, he failed to protect her. He failed because God had given him the command, watch over what I'm putting in your hands. How many times, Patty, does God put things in our hand and tells us, watch over it, stay alert, stay prayerful, stay on your guard, and when we let down, the enemy is able to come in. Do you understand? The Bible says we're to watch and pray every day. Our spirit is willing. It's the flesh that's weak. The Lord allows, I'll talk about the message tomorrow. I won't even go into it now. But our spirit is willing. And we got to learn to serve God from our spirit, not from our soulish realm, not from our flesh. Your flesh will play tricks on you. Come on. The flesh is subject to the lower nature.
Yes.
Subject to sin.
Yes.
That's why the Lord tells us in Romans, I believe, that if we were to crucify the dictates of the flesh,
yes,
we have to do that.
Yes.
We are responsible,
yes,
to mortify.
Come on
now, the deeds of the flesh.
Right.
And if we make a conscious choice to do that, we can walk in the Spirit every day. You know, people say, well, I'm human, and some things I'm just going to do because I'm human. No, you want to be.
Yes.
Come on now. We can submit to God if we choose.
Yes.
All right? Wasn't it Joshua that said, choose you this day?
Yes.
Choose. That means I have to choose. Choose who you'll serve. Okay? Just like we can choose to speak life or death. Every day of the world, okay? No matter what's going on, I have a choice. I'm going to speak life or death. I choose life. I choose the Word of God. I choose to walk in it from Genesis to Revelation. You know, when they tried to give me a report about physical things, I began to look at the Bible. And I said, now, Lord, if I have a door open that should not be open, show me. It could be disobedience. It could be something that I'm missing. I could have erred. Whatever it is, I want you to show me. Because as a believer, one of our benefits is that we walk in healing and health. It is a benefit, and we have a right to lay claim to it. So I begin to ask the Lord, show me, Lord, if it's something I missed, if I went awry. And I had to repent of some things. I had to ask God to forgive. I had to release some people. Sometimes we hold on to things and subconsciously we don't realize it.
Yes, yes.
But when he brings things back, then we're challenged to deal with it. Do you know a lot of times your deliverance, your healing can come right at home?
Yeah.
Right at home when you're spending time with God. If you let God deal with you in private, when you get in public, you're free. Come on now. Every day of the world, we should allow the Lord to deal with us. There's nothing wrong with coming to camp and getting prayed for. I was just in a conference last weekend, Brother Randy. And I went up for personal prayer and deliverance. I said, yeah, Lord, because if there's something in me that's wrong, I want it out. Come on now. And I did not realize that there were still some things, past issues, Patty, that I needed free from. Wasn't even aware of word curses that had been spoken. negative words that have been said that had locked me down, and I was not aware of it. But I tell you what, the Lord went so deep, I literally felt like my insides was going to just come all the way out. And when I finished with that prayer, all I could do was sit down and say, thank you, Lord, for revealing. Thank you, Father. I thank you for forgiveness, because we have to release people.
Yes.
Come on now. You got to release the folks that did you wrong and all that stuff, because really and truthfully, if you do not release them, you're the one that's going to be in bondage.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. I'm too old to be walking around looking like I'm free and in jail. I'm too old to be walking around with chains and balls on my feet. Y'all don't have to talk to me tonight, but I tell you, I thank God for his delivering power. And I thank God for his freeing power. Come on now. And I thank him that he keeps us in our right mind. You need your mind. Come on now. Alzheimer's is not of God. Dementia is not of God. Forgetfulness is not of God. Come on. He didn't save you for you to be 50 years old and can't think. Come on. Come on. Stroking out and your head is crooked. Your eyes down here and your... Okay, anyway, let me just keep going. Y'all understand what I'm saying? That the enemy wants to rip up your body. He wants to rip you up. He wants to keep you from your potential. But thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
All right, let me keep going.
Mind of Christ.
Amen. I'm going to get there. That's right. And you know what, Brother Randy, I appreciate your word last night, because you confirmed and made it real easy for me as I was studying today. Don't you know, when you listen, God can set things right in order for us and just kind of put us on an easy bed. So thank you, sir, for that word yesterday. It really blessed me. Praise God. Okay, listen. In order to defeat the enemy, we must develop the ability to recognize him when he comes to our mind.
Amen.
All right? You got to recognize that it's him.
Yes.
Sometimes it's us. Sometimes we're the ones that's kind of... I don't know, inferior is not the word, but you can be intimidated. Don't let the enemy intimidate you. That's fear. Okay? The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. That means complete, mature, and whole. He wants us matured in love so that fear will leave.
Amen.
Jesus defeated the enemy because he knew what was spoken, that what he spoke in Matthew 4:1-11 did not line up with God's word. Now, where Eve failed, because she gave into three areas: the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But in Matthew 4, the enemy came to Jesus the same way, to tempt him in his flesh. Well, turn the stone into bread. You've been fasting for 40 days and you're hungry. But Jesus said, no, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus defeated the enemy with the word. I encourage you, if you want to walk in victory, you must be strapped with the word of God.
Okay, that's right.
You got to have the word. You know, I really, really appreciate Jerry. Every time I see her, she encourages me because she's full of the word of God. When she be coming up with stuff, I'll be like, wait a minute. Hey, read that. How she get that scripture? Let me find it. Well, read the Proverbs for one thing. If you get in Proverbs, really? Yeah, and you know, it's one of those books, brother, that is in your face. It is. Get in it. Because it will check not just Proverbs, the whole Bible. Genesis to Revelation. This is your manual that will lead you to heaven. And we got to have it. You see, when we pray for people, and set free, when we're done with them and they come for one-on-one deliverance, Brother Randy, we give them a packet, aftercare. You got to have the word. You got to be renewed in your mind. You got to know how to put the armor on. We have to fight. And a lot of times, you can't just pick up the phone and call Brother Boo Boo or Sister Bebe. Sister Bebe may be at work. She can't pray you through right now. So you got to have something in you to pray yourself through. Come on. Amen. 2:00 in the morning, who are you going to call? What are you going to do? Come on. How you going to fight? When he comes to try to bring the thing back that you know you got freed from. Because he will try to come back. But we have to know how to keep doors closed. Don't let him back. He's an intruder. Don't let him in your mind. Don't let him in your thoughts. Come on. We have to change our behaviors. Okay? All right. Listen. As soon as you identify what the enemy is saying to you, send it back. Send it back. Why do you keep it? You see, like I said, Jesus is the best example of fighting because he used the word. And when the enemy was done with his little discourse, he had to leave. He said, get behind me. You don't belong here. And the Bible said in Matthew 4, the angels came and ministered to him. Now, angels minister for us today. They don't minister to us like that. But they do protect and all that. Ain't going into all that. But you understand, we have a host of angels that protect us, watch over us. God watches over us. And when we really understand who we are, we'll begin to take back what belongs to us. I heard something, I think it was Wednesday night. You know, a lot of times when people mention the word witchcraft, they get all discombobulated. But I heard something that is really profound and is really true, but it's basic. When you go to Galatians 5, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow a little bit. It's a work of the flesh. Witchcraft is a work of the flesh. Why do we glorify witches? Warlocks. And sometimes we do. Come on. When it's a work of the flesh and we have authority over the flesh when we walk in God. So when you recognize these things are coming against you, you got to know how to battle with the word of God. Okay? He shows you how every single day. First of all, keep your armor on. Mm-hmm. Keep your head covered. Cover your mind. Put the breastplate on. That's righteousness. Right living. Okay? Be mindful to live right, to do right, to speak right, to act right, to walk right. Even when folk don't like you. That's them. That don't have to be you. Come on. I go to a lot of places, sister right here. I go to a lot of places where people don't necessarily, may not want us there. But that's not my problem. My job is to love. Because that's what Jesus said. And when we learn the importance of walking in 1 Corinthians 13, you will be kind to those that may not like you. You will do good to those that may persecute you. Come on. The Bible tells us to pray for those that despitefully use you. You know they're using it. You know they just want your money. And God said, pray for them. Don't strike. If a stone is thrown at you, don't throw it back. Mm-hmm. Many times I want to throw stones back. I like to just have a little bag of them. As soon as you get ready to throw, I'm ready with my left arm. But the Lord said, you can't do that. Put that down. You're not striking back today. You know how you get your little speech together, what you're going to say? How you're going to defend yourself? I remember several years ago, I was working, and this person literally did not really, it was rough, 2 years of it. And at the end of the 2 years, I had a little folder where I could have really, went to the EEOC, I mean, really, had a case. And the Holy Ghost said, throw that away. What do you mean? Throw it away. I got a case. You say, yes, you do. But I want to take care of it.
Yep.
Let me handle it.
Yeah.
Man, it was a blue folder. I still see the folder. I was tug of war with the Lord with that folder. I'm like, I don't want to let this go. I had to be real with you. But I went to a service, sis, and I shared with the sister. She said, you got to let that go, sis. You gotta let God handle it. Sometimes we have to let the Lord fight our battles.
Yes.
He's the best one to do it. I let it go. I burned it. Got rid of it. And you know, in me doing that, sister, I didn't wait around to see what was going to happen to the person. I prayed for the person.
Yes.
I asked the Lord to bless them. And I'm free today. And I thank God for that freedom. So sometimes you have to be willing to let things go and let God handle it. Because He knows how to fight our battles. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're back. Second Corinthians 10. I'm just going to read it. It says, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, it's apparent we're in the flesh, right? We do not war after the flesh. So that means that, you know, we can't pick up carnal weapons and fight one another with them. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Carnality is enmity against God in Romans 8, I believe. So we don't want to walk in the carnal realm. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So if your thought life is not pure, for example, you got to catch it.
Yes.
Come on. And you got to bring it into the obedience of God. Verse 6, having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Thank you, Lord. So remember, it is your mind that the enemy desires to control. In order to prevent this from taking place, we must watch our thoughts. Do not allow the thoughts from the enemy to enter your mind. These are demonic intruders. You defeat them by resisting them and sending them back where they came from. Okay? Send it back. The enemy desires to control the soul, which is our mind, our will, and emotions. These areas need to be fully surrendered to God. Okay? We cannot, we can stop the enemy at inception or at the entry point. Okay? We have to learn how to do that. Philippians 2, 5 through 8 says this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So we must come to a place of complete surrender and be willing to take up our cross. Follow Jesus daily, the daily walk. In doing this, he will enable us to walk out our deliverance and healing. Hallelujah. Got delivered today on some things. I didn't even know. Brother prayed with me about some stuff. I was in the military and I didn't know. You know, things that, you know, I'm like this. Let me just tell you. You know, I heard somebody say this one time, Patty. When in doubt, you cast it out. So I'm not going to take nothing for, you know, hey, pray for me. I want to be free.
Amen.
You understand? I don't want nothing, no residue, you know, nothing hanging on, no door, no fourth of an inch, no eighth of an inch, no, you know, no crack, no crevice, open for the enemy. I ain't taking no chance. So for me, I'd rather be safe than sorry. So there ain't nothing wrong with praying. How many of you know that? What's wrong with that? Some of us don't be wanting to pray. I be watching y'all. When they go to prayer, you doing all kind of stuff. On your phone. That's disrespect. It is disrespect. You know, when I grew up, can I talk to you?
Yes.
Yeah. When I grew up, you know when they started praying, you know what we did? We stopped. And we prayed. But when you're doing all other kinds of stuff because you don't agree, hello, it's true. That's disrespect. What do you think God thinks about that? He don't like it. So we need to respect the anointing of whoever's up here. Well, that's the same prayer. Sometimes I be hearing them thoughts, right? But you know what? I'll pray the same prayer. Forgiveness. I want to make sure I have forgiven everybody. You never know. Well, I remember when I first came and they prayed the bastard prayer. They prayed the prayer about coming into the court of the Lord and all of that. I said, well, I prayed that. I'll pray it again. What's wrong with it? How come we hung up on this stuff? Is this a deliverance camp? Isn't this a place where you can come and be free? I'm going to tell you all something. I travel all over the United States and it's very few places to include churches where people can get free. They go to church Sunday after Sunday. They go in bound and they go home bound. Because there's no liberty. But how many of you know Jesus came to set the captive free? And I thank God for this place. I tell people about it everywhere I go. And it's a safe haven for people to come that we don't know you, you don't know us. All we care about that you get free. When I leave here, I don't leave with your stuff. I don't want to know, only to pray for you. Come on, we pray for a lot of people. I don't have time to carry all that. That's not my part of the covenant. That belongs to Jesus. So do you know what? We're just willing vessels. So it takes all of us. There are various anointings, and everybody's different. Every ministry is different. The four speakers that speak, we're all different. But guess what? We all have something to contribute. And just because my flavor may be a little different, and the Lord had to tell me, Dale, don't you go down there and try to be like nobody else. You be the way I told you. You do what I tell you to do. Yes, I can be radical. Yes, I am emotional. Yes, I am alive. And I'm going to stay that way. Because I'm different. And you are too. But it takes all of us. Amen. So give the Lord a hand and pray. You gotta respect God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, where I'm at now, I lost my place. We must come again to a place of complete surrender and be willing to take up our cross and follow Jesus daily. Okay? I want to give you, well, there are 38 types of the mind that I have listed in Scripture. Some from the old, some from the new. I'm not going to give you all of them. I'm going to give you the positive things about the mind. For example, we need a stayed mind. Yes. Isaiah 26:3. We need a mind to work. Nehemiah 4:6. Remember Nehemiah? When he went back to help build the wall, and he had Sanballat and Tobias, and he had all those people that did not want him to work, but he had a mind to help build the wall. We have a mind, Patty, when we come here, whether I'm in the back or wherever I'm at, my mind is to help fulfill the assignment.
Come on.
And the assignment, number one, is prayer.
Amen.
If I don't do anything, I'm going to pray.
Yes.
Nothing goes without prayer.
Right.
Amen. Okay, so we need a mind to work. We need a willing mind. 1 Chronicles 28:9. And y'all got y'all Bibles and stuff? Y'all got notepads? I know y'all sit and look like, I don't need that. I ain't writing that down. Okay, but you really do need this. You need these scriptures. I have a notepad back there. I take notes on everybody. You know why? You got your phone. You know why I do that? And when I go home, I read the scriptures again. My pastor taught me from a little girl to write scriptures down, and I remember she used to tell us, brother, go back and read them for yourself. Let the Lord minister to you again. So I do that. I still do it. I've been doing this since a little girl, so I'm not going to stop now. Amen. I want the word. Okay. Then, let's see. The mind of the Lord. Leviticus 24:12. Okay. a changed mind. Habakkuk 1 and 11. A pure mind. 1 Peter 3 and 1. These are the type of minds we need. Okay. What about the mind of Christ? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Lord, I want to think the way you think.
Yes, Lord.
I want to act the way you act.
Yes, Lord.
And he'll help us. A renewed mind. Ephesians 4 and 23. Mm-hmm. A sober mind. You want to be alert. Okay. Titus 2 and 6. A spiritual mind. That's Romans 8 and 6. A wise mind. Revelation 17 and 9. A right mind. Mark chapter 5 verse 15. And then a persuaded mind. Romans 14 and verse number 15. I want to end this by praying a prayer. As I was asking the Lord about the prayer, he told me to pray a prayer to come against deception and lying spirits. So that's how I'm going to end. And if anyone wants prayer, we'll be happy to pray, Brother Randy, if you would come, and Jerry, if you'd come. Nikki, if you don't mind, if you would come as well. When I pray this prayer, if anyone wants personal prayer. I know we had prayer earlier. I know we prayed all day. But you just may need the Lord to minister to you. And we want to give you that opportunity, okay? Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this word. We declare that we will walk in the truth of your word. And we will be led by the Holy Spirit. We cover our mind and our heart today from lying spirits. And spirits of deception on assignment against our lives, our family, ministry, purpose, and destiny. We forbid lying spirits to speak directly or through others, through false prophecies, false teachers, false prophets, false advertising, and any form of error and deception through books, media, education, the workplace, family, or friends. We forbid spirits of deception to trick us through the preached or taught word that has been twisted with error. We forbid any demonic conversations contrary to the word of God to take root in our heart. We declare, God, that when a lie is removed, the enemy has no place. We will not allow the lies and error of the enemy to grow in the soil of our mind and heart. We will not allow the enemy to drain our life, steal our resources, and choke out the word of God in our lives. We forbid the enemy to speak against the Lord, the saints, against the plan of God in our life and against our physical bodies, our soul and spirit. We silence every lying spirit today, and we will keep on the full armor of God. We will guard our mind with the helmet of salvation. We will guard our heart by putting on the breastplate of righteousness that also covers the vital organs. Our waist will have on the belt of truth to cover and protect the armor and hold it in place. Our feet will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We will lift up the shield of faith that will quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We will take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and silence the enemy and demonic intruders. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We will pray in the Spirit in order to be built up, edified, and encouraged. We reject false voices of the enemy and recognize the Father of lies as he approaches. And we thank you, Lord, that you're illuminating our mind, our heart, to the wiles and tricks and schemes of the enemy. We reject every lie and cast it down. We will replace it with the Word of God. We renounce fear, torment, and doubt, and will rejoice in the truth.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, a right spirit, a humble spirit, and an excellent spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Your word is truth, O God. Hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Lord God, we thank you that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. We thank you, Lord, that the entrance of your word, it gives light. Hallelujah. And it's simple to understand.
Yes.
And Lord, we also thank you, Lord God, that we're clean because of the word that you speak to us. We will receive it, Father, in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of truth. We thank you, Lord, that you will teach us to walk in faith, trusting you with our lives. We thank you, Lord, for freedom from deception and lies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and give the Lord a hand of praise right now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If anybody wants prayer, come on up now. We will pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.